With a statewide address on energy and Arkansas, Governor Bill Clinton.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight I want to talk with you about what is our greatest problem and our greatest opportunity, our energy condition. Our dependence upon foreign oil and the cartel which controls it and raises the price at will, the uncertainty of both price and supply, has brought us inflation, recession, unemployment. It's darkened our visions of the future and threatened our very security as a country. In Arkansas, we are especially hard hit because of the large numbers of our people on low and fixed incomes, because we have the highest gasoline consumption per vehicle of any state in the country, and because of our other reliances on foreign oil. Our problems have already begun. I know because our tax receipts were way below what they had been predicted to be at the end of the last fiscal year. I know that the state surplus turned out to be very much smaller than we had thought it would be, that car sales and other consumer spending are already down substantially. If this trend continues, much of what I had hoped to accomplish as your governor may be imperiled. The money just may not come in to take us off the bottom in school spending and teacher salaries, to fully fund the home health aid program that would enable old people who wish to do so to avoid being institutionalized with a little help, to finance so many of the other programs that I had hoped would speed our economic development and improve our quality of life. And although we've instituted efficiency and money-saving programs which may save our state up to $20 million, it may well not be enough to overcome the adverse economic effects of our energy crisis. But even more important, the economic impact of rising oil prices is going to have an impact on our people, which will range from unpleasant to unbearable. Money will go into fuel and other related costs, which could have gone to vacations or to help children, or indeed for the very necessities of life.